a KFFB holiday tradition. The Greer's Ferry Lake Classic is brought to you by First Electric Cooperative, Baptist Health Medical Center, Heber Springs, Carter's Hardware, Precision Screen Printing, The Real Estate Center, Kevin Feeler, your Fairfield Bay Edward Jones Financial Representative, Reeves Grocery, F.L. Davis Home and Building Centers, Golden Living Center, First Service Bank, Hensley's Catfish Barn, and by Glass Doctor of Greer's Ferry. Now, to Eagle Gymnasium on the campus of Westside Greer's Ferry High School. Here's all the action of the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic, a holiday tradition from KFFB 106.1 FM.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome to our broadcast tonight. It's championship night here from the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic. I'm Dale Gardner, along with Rich Cahill, and it all comes down to this, Rich.
This is the final four teams and final two games, and, man, this place should be rocking here after a while, and keep coming on in because we got a big crowd coming, and this is the time to see Westside Greer's Ferry ladies in here and the Lady Ramblers here, and so it's going to be a great game.
Well, the crowd is coming in steadily, and, of course, this can hold a lot of folks here, this beautiful new facility here at Greer's Ferry Westside, and we certainly have enjoyed being here this year and bringing you the broadcast. Let me tell you a little bit about where we are. Greer's Ferry Westside started on Saturday against Mount Vernon Enola and won that game 70-63. They played yesterday against Nemo Vista and defeated Nemo Vista 68-41 to advance to the championship game tonight. Rosebud played Shirley on Saturday and won 46-37 to advance to play Pangburn in a game at 7 o'clock last night. Rosebud won 48-41 over Pangburn, and the championship game is set to begin here in just a few minutes between Greer's Ferry Westside, the Lady Eagles, and Rosebud, the Lady Ramblers. Both teams are on the floor warming up, and, of course, we'll talk about senior boys action coming up a little bit later. You know, we do want to remind you that all the information, all the scores, if you missed any of the coverage or the scores, they are all available at KFFB.com. And also, we'd like to remind you that if you have maybe one of the players out here on the floor tonight and they have loved ones around the world, whether it be in another state or even in another country, certainly they can listen to the broadcast if they have access to the World Wide Web at KFFB.com. So you need to pass that along if you have someone, maybe an aunt or uncle or grandparent, that would like to be able to hear the broadcast of the game. So that will be available. And, of course, we've had a lot of fun, not only with the coverage of the games, Rich, but with the KFFB Sonic half-court shot throughout the tournament.
Yeah, we've had a great time with that, and we've had some good shooters, and we just missed it last night again, and maybe tonight's the night.
We will have that coming up at the halftime of both games. Right now, as we said, both teams are out on the floor warming up. We expect this to be a good one, a real battle here tonight. And, of course, both of these teams have real rich basketball traditions here. Most of the schools in this area do, but I tell you what, of course, Greer's Ferry Westside and Pangburn Rosebud, certainly two of the premier basketball programs in the area.
They surely are, and I'll tell you what, Rosebud Ramblers, they'll make a ball game out of any ball game, and you just got to be successful, be good shooters, hit the right shots, and not make many turnovers because Rosebud's right there.
And I think both of these games, a lot of times it will come down to who makes the least mistakes, keeps the turnovers to a minimum, keeps control of the basketball. So we will see how it goes. And, of course, you also have to factor in the possibility of the team that might get into some foul trouble. All of those are the things that can really make or break a game when you get down to a championship game like this.
And incidentally, I come right by the trophies and everything tonight, so they're looking real nice. So somebody's going to get those nice trophies.
Well, we certainly would like to thank all of our sponsors. You heard those as we started the broadcast, and certainly we couldn't do this without them. You know, it really makes it worth our while when we have people stop by and tell us how much they appreciate the broadcast of these games.
Oh, absolutely. We had a lot of people last night, and, I mean, we've been doing, like I say, Dale, for 10 years now, so it's just a great tradition for KFFB and the Greer's Ferry Classic to be right there together.
We will take a timeout to hear word from some of our fine sponsors who help make the broadcast possible. And when you are in one of the sponsors that you hear on the game tonight, be sure to let them know that you appreciate their support of the area youth activities. Stay tuned for more of the Greers Ferry Lake Classic from KFFB. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
First Electric Cooperative is proud to serve the Greers Ferry Lake area and to be a sponsor of the Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. At First Electric Cooperative, we're more than just an electric company. We're your locally based, member-owned nonprofit utility dedicated to helping improve the communities we serve. Call or come by our full-service office in Heber Springs or log on to www.firstelectric.coop. First Electric Cooperative, improving quality of life.
When you've got a job to do, it's nice to know someone's nearby to help. At Carter's Hardware, we have everything you need for your home, from tools and accessories to lawn and garden supplies. And now Carter's brings their service home to you, online, with our shop-at-home store on the internet, at carters.doitbest.com. Of course, you can always come in and see us in person. We always look forward to it. Carter's Hardware, Best Center in the Quail Creek Shopping Center, in Shirley.
Real Estate Center of Greers Ferry is now under new ownership. Joanne Gladden and Dave Blashinging are excited to meet you and show you a new home that's just right for you. The Real Estate Center is open 7 days a week, so you can see a new home anytime on your schedule. Call today, 825-6222. That's 825-6222. And speak with any of our professionals who are ready to help you with buying or selling a home. The Real Estate Center, Edgemont Road in Greers Ferry, and online at greersferryrealestate.com.
For four generations, Reeves Food Stores has been proudly serving their customers with great service, quality selection, and fair prices. Reeves Custom Cut Meat Department can fill any order, and you'll swear our fresh fruits and vegetables come straight from the farm. If you need a meal on the go, pick up a Pizza Pro Pizza, and we'll still carry your groceries to your car. Reeves Food Store, open 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday on Highway 330 in Shirley.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Sold and installed by your professionals at F.L. Davis Ace Home and Building Centers, serving you from Greers Ferry and Heber Springs.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Sold and installed by your professionals at F.L. Davis Ace Home and Building Centers, serving you from Greers Ferry and Heber Springs.
A comfortable environment, security. These are not only what nursing home residents deserve, but what they expect. At Golden Living Center of Heber Springs, we not only strive to meet, but to exceed those expectations. Whether it's taking a few extra minutes to put the finishing touches on to creating a culture that embraces and celebrates life. At Golden Living Center, our care is everything you deserve and more than you expect in a place where every day is golden.
And the starting lineups are being introduced, first of all, for the Rosebud Lady Ramblers, and we'll give those to you quickly. They include the same starting lineup as last night, number 21, Sarah Madrin, number 22, Brooke Cotton, number 23, Megan McKay, number 30, Katie Wells, and number 32, Megan Ballou, the starting lineup. And now the starting lineup for the Westside Lady Eagles. They start with number 3, Riley Newby. Number 14, Chloe Jones being introduced as she comes out onto the floor. Number 15, Haley Turney. Number 33, Riley Elliott being introduced, and I'm sure the other one will be number 12, Casey Delk being introduced. So the starting lineups have all been laid out, and we are ready for action here tonight. The winner of this one will be crowned the 2008 champion of the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic in the senior girls division.
Yes, they will. And I'll tell you what, like I said, I've seen those trophies. So they're both, even the loser's going to get a trophy, but they're nice, and this is what they're playing for.
The Rosebud Lady Ramblers come to center court, and they are set. Now waiting on West Side. The clock is set, as you can hear the buzzer in the background. And we want to mention again that if you have not been here to see this new gym, they are very proud of it, and we don't blame them. It is a beautiful facility, so if you get a chance, come over and take in a game. We're at center court. Ball is in the air. Tip is up. It will be controlled by the Lady Eagles. They will have it first. And the ball will go to Elliott. Now back to the top of the key to Haley Turney. Turney gets it on the wing to Jones. Jones dribbles back out to the top of the key to set the offense. Man-to-man defensive pressure by the Lady Ramblers. Ball goes to the right wing. Now to Elliott. Back to the top of the key. Casey Delk kicks it into the corner to Jones. Jones back out to Delk. Tried to get an open look at the three-pointer, but now we'll take it back out to Riley Elliott.
She moves out front, man. They come out to get it right now.
Elliott now to Turney on the right wing. Turney back out to Delk. I thought she would have put that up, but instead she drives the paint, puts it up, will not go. But a whistle and a foul on Katie Wells. So we will have a couple of free throws. No points yet in the game. We're just underway. 7:22 to play in the first period. Casey Delk puts it up, and the first one is good. Well, that's the first point of the game as the Lady Eagles lead it 1-0, and Casey will try to make it 2-0. Second one is up. It's good. Down court with the basketball, Megan McKay, as always, will handle it. She kicks it inside to Madryn. Now back over to the wing to Cotton. Back to McKay. Out to the right side, and that one is stolen away by Casey Delk. Delk down court to Elliott. Elliott hands off to Jones. Jones lays it up. No good. And the rebound by the Lady Ramblers.
Yeah, Chloe just put a little bit too hard off the glass.
Katie Wells, three-point shot on the wing, will not fall. Rebound tipped around, and it will be Riley Newby to pull it down. Newby out to Delk, and Casey will bring it across the timeline. Delk on the left wing. Now back out to Haley Turney at the top of the key. Turney gets it to the right side to Elliott. Elliott takes it to the wing, back to Delk. Delk looks at the three-pointer, now puts it up from the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound comes away to Brooke Cotton.
That was an NBA three there.
Cotton out to McKay, and she will bring it down court. Ball kicked out of bounds. Touch last by Chloe Jones on the wing, and it will be inbounded on the far sideline. Inbound pass will be made by Megan Ballou. Megan gets it into Cotton. Cotton back to McKay. McKay looking inside. Nothing there. Three-pointer on the wing by Megan Ballou. No good. Katie Wells back up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Wells has it and is called for traveling.
Yeah, called for traveling. She had that ball and started to move just a little bit too quick.
2-0 our score, just underway in the championship game as the Lady Eagles will bring the basketball down court. Haley Turney with the dribble takes it to Elliott. Elliott drives inside, gets loose, shot up. It's no good. And the rebound is taken down by the Lady Ramblers. It will be at the top of the key now. Megan Ballou now to McKay. McKay takes it out and sets the offense. Hands off to Cotton. Cotton with a dribble back to McKay. Now to Ballou on the wing. Inside, Katie Wells. Well shot up. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. Touch last, they say, by the Lady Ramblers. Rosebud will get it back.
Yeah, Westside Greer's Ferry is playing a little 2-3 zone kind of. They kind of swing out to the sides, and but they're still in the zone.
2-0 our score. We're just underway. It will be Riley Elliott. Elliott gets it to Jones on the wing. Back out to Elliott. Elliott now to Casey Delk. Delk back to Elliott. Elliott backs it out a little bit to reset. Kicks it to the right wing to Haley Turney. Turney tries to go baseline. Gets cut off. Back to Newby. Newby to Delk. Delk drives inside. Lays it up off the board. No good. Newby back up. Good by Riley Newby.
Nice little rebound. Put it right back up and in. 4-0 Westside.
4:45 left to play in the opening quarter of action here in the championship game of the 2008 Grizz Ferry Lake Classic. And the ball stolen away, and it will be a breakaway layup for Riley Elliott. But quickly down court, Megan Blue broke up the play but is charged for the foul.
I'll tell you what, Megan come from nowhere. She got it right when she's putting it up off the glass.
And we have a timeout call. We will take it with them. We'll be back with more of the 2008 Grizz Ferry Lake Classic on KFFB right after this 30-second timeout.
A comfortable environment, security. These are not only what nursing home residents deserve, but what they expect. At Golden Living Center of Heber Springs, we not only strive to meet, but to exceed those expectations. Whether it's taking a few extra minutes to put the finishing touches on a resident's hair or scheduling special entertainment, we're committed to creating a culture that embraces and celebrates life. At Golden Living Center, our care is everything you deserve and more than you expect in a place where every day is golden.
Welcome back to the 2008 Grizz Ferry Lake Classic. At the free throw line, it will be Riley Elliott. She will shoot a pair of free throws, and the first one is up. It's no good. Elliott will shoot another one. 4-0 already, the Lady Eagles with the early lead in this one. Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. That makes it 5-0, and the ball will be brought down court by Megan McKay. McKay takes it to the right side to Cotton. Back to McKay, inside to Wells. Wells kicks it into the corner now to Madron. Madron now to Blue. Blue back to McKay at the top of the key. Back to the wing to Megan Blue. Inside, Madron, 15-foot jumper, will not go. Ball tipped around, and Newby comes out with it. Newby gets it to Delk. Delk down to Elliott. And Elliott will walk it down the floor. Left side to Jones. Jones has it picked off, thrown away. Megan Blue comes up with it down court. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound put back up by Katie Wells, will not go. Blue gets it, kicks it out to Megan McKay, and she'll back it out. McKay gets it in the corner now, and we'll take it back out to the top of the key. Cross-court pass to Cotton on the left wing. Back to Blue on the right side. Back to Cotton. Cotton, open three-pointer up. Good by Brooke Cotton.
She drained that. Beautiful shot by Brooke.
Two-point game now, 5-3, our score. 3:18 left to play in the opening period. It will be Haley Turney with the basketball. Haley gets it back out to Elliott. Elliott to Jones, inside, back out to Casey Delk. Three-pointer will not go, and the rebound, or the ball, goes out of bounds, untouched.
Yep, Rambers are taking it out. I'll tell you what, they're both playing delivered basketball. They're dropping back, no pressure.
It will be a possible tie coming up. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Blue, but she has the ball stripped away. So down court, it will be Riley Newby. Newby gets it on the baseline. Shot up, no good. And that was Haley Turney. Rebound comes away to the Lady Ramblers.
Yeah, left side just going a little bit too far into the basket.
McKay pulls up, puts it up. 10-footer will not go. Rebound to the Lady Eagles. Haley Turney brings the ball down court. 2:23 left to play in the first period. Turney gets it inside to Newby. Newby kicks it out to the left wing. Now back out to the right side to Casey Delk. Back in to Newby. Back to Delk. Open three-pointer on the wing. Will not go. Rebound. Elliott. And throws it away.
Yep. She bounced past it back the other way.
And McKay was there to pick it off. She brings it down court. Takes it inside. Kicks it out to Blue on the wing. Three-pointer. Good.
Beautiful shot by Megan Blue.
So just like that, 6 unanswered points, and the Lady Ramblers have taken a 1-point lead. 6-5, our score. Riley Elliott with the basketball. Now to Casey Delk. Delk back out to Turney. Turney back to Delk on the wing. Delk will take it inside now to Haley Turney. Out to Elliott. Back to Delk. Casey inside. Jones shot up. No good. And the ball is loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Ramblers.
They're hustling after that basketball, no question.
That was another case of the Lady Eagles getting too far under the basket. That ball actually hit the bottom of the backboard.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think they're driving too hard, and they get underneath there too far.
So the ball will be inbounded on the far sideline. Turner gets it to Jones in the corner. Jones back out to Elliott. Elliott picks up the dribble, gets it back to Jones. Jones over to the left wing, and that is Caitlin Stewart in the game now. Stewart gets it to Turney, and she brings it back out to the top of the key. Inside to Newby. Newby has the ball stolen away, and here comes Megan Ballou, who has the ball stripped away and taken back by Haley Turney.
What a play by Haley Turney. Tremendous defense.
She gave it up, but she got it back without a shot. Newby back to Turney. Three-point shot top of the key. Will not fall, and the rebound is pulled down by Katie Wells. Wells' outlet pass goes to Megan Ballou. Megan to Katie Wells. Now back out to Cotton on the wing. Madron will take it back out to McKay. McKay at the top of the key, and now a whistle and a foul away from the basketball, I believe, and that will be charged on West Side, I think on Riley Newby. That's the first foul on the Lady Eagles, and the ball will be inbounded by Rosebud with 22 seconds to play in the first period. Ballou gets it out to Madron on the wing. Back to Ballou in the corner. Three-point shot is up. It's no good. Rebound comes away to Westside. That will be Caitlin Stewart. And her outlet pass goes to Haley Turney. Turney down court. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Chased down by Elliott. And time will expire without a shot. And the score at the end of the first period will be the Rambler 6, West Side 5. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Now, you've been hearing about it, and it's true. Hensley's Catfish Barn is getting ready to open in the Stage Plaza on Highway 25B in Heber Springs. Now, we meant to have it open by now, but the winter weather has run us a little bit behind. But we're proud to announce that the new Hensley's Catfish Barn will be opening its doors on January 15th. All the mouth-watering catfish and seafood that you're ready to set down to will be right there. January 15th at the new Hensley's Catfish Barn, Stage Plaza, Heber Springs.
What's the First Service Bank advantage? It's the convenience of banking where you are, with people you know. It's the advantage of a 24-hour internet banking in our Money Master ATM service with locations in Clinton, Dermont, Greenbrier, Marshall, Mountain View, Shirley, and Yellville. Come get the First Service Bank advantage today at any of our convenient locations. First Service Bank, where money really does grow on trees. First Service Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the 2008 Grizz Great Lake Classic on KFFB. As we begin the second period, it is a one-point game, Rich.
I tell you what, Dale, we thought this was going to be a high-scoring game, but 6-5, they're playing deliberate basketball, making every pass and every shot, try to make them count.
Well, it has been a much slower pace than I had anticipated, but we'll see how if that picks up. Ball loose on the floor, and we have a jump ball call. Possession error will turn it over. That was Rosebud who had the basketball, but on the jump ball, they will give it back to the Lady Eagles. So they will have a chance to go back on top with the basketball trailing by 1 point. Newby gets it to Elliott. Back to Haley Turney in the corner to Jones and threw her hands out of bounds.
That's your turnovers.
Back-to-back turnovers here to start the second quarter, and the ball will go back the other way to the Lady Ramblers. It will be Megan McKay now to Cotton on the left wing. Cotton to Ballou inside to Wells. Wells back out to Cotton, open three-point shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. Ballou comes up with it and lays it up and in, but she was called for traveling before the shot.
Traveling, I guess it was.
She made a spin move and I guess took an extra step. We couldn't really see it from our vantage point, but she was called for traveling on the spin move. So another turnover, and the ball goes back to the Lady Eagles. Top of the key now to Jones. Jones, baseline jumper. Good by Chloe Jones.
Good little 15-foot jump shot. Put her in. 7-6 West Side.
Lady Eagles go back on top, but Rosebud has the basketball. Inside now to Madron. Madron back out to the wing to Ballou. Megan needs some help. Gets it in to Katie Wells. Ball tipped and stolen away. Chloe Jones picks it up. Takes it down court quickly. The ball inside, and it is thrown away. And I'm not sure who that was being passed to, but they didn't see the pass.
They didn't see the pass at all. She actually threw the ball behind her.
So we have another turnover, and that has been kind of the most dominant thing here in the second quarter is turnovers. Lady Ramblers with the basketball. Katie Wells has it. Gets it to the right wing to Madryn. Madryn to Blue into Katie Wells. Wells shot up, and it is no good. Rebound on the floor, and let's see who comes out with it. We have a jump ball call. Possession error will give it back to the Lady Ramblers. So Rosebud will get it back underneath their own basket with 6:11 to play in the first half. Inbound to Cotton. Cotton to Blue. Back out to McKay at the top of the key. Katie Wells, three-point shot up. Good by Katie Wells.
Beautiful shot by Katie out front there. Drained it. 9-7 Rosebud.
Two-point advantage now for the Lady Ramblers as Westside will take it down court. It will be Turney inside to Newby. Newby has the ball knocked loose and taken away by the Lady Ramblers. Megan Blue down court gets it to McKay. McKay being guarded by Jones takes it inside. Now a whistle and a foul will be called on Chloe Jones. Jones picks up her first foul and the ball will be inbounded again by the Lady Ramblers underneath their own basket. Blue gets it in to Katie Wells. Now out to McKay. McKay takes it out to Cotton. Cotton gets it in to Blue. Shot up. It is no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Shot up. No good. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, they were diving for it, and I'll tell you what, just went off Caitlin Sturt's hands, went out of bounds.
So Megan Blue, a lot of credit, got her shot up and actually followed under the basket, got a rebound on the other side of the basket, but then lost it out of bounds. Touch last by Westside. Rosebud basketball. Katie Wells into the corner now to Sarah Madryn. Back out to McKay. Drives inside. Lays it up. No good. Katie Wells got the rebound. Went back up with it and will be fouled.
I think that was on Haley Turney.
Katie Wells will shoot a couple of free throws and it was, you're exactly right. Haley picks up her first one, and Katie Wells makes her first one. First free throw is good. Second one on the way now. It's up. It is also good. So 11-7 now, our score. Lady Eagles need a basket here on this possession to keep it close. Newby gets it now to Elliott. Elliott back to Newby, now to Turney. Back to Elliott, now back to Turney, inside to Newby, and Newby tries to get it in to Delk. It's loose on the floor, and a jump ball called, and the possession error will give it back to the Lady Eagles. So Westside will inbound it. It will be Riley Elliott to trigger the inbound play. Elliott can't find an open player. Finally gets it in to Casey Delk. Delk up off the board. No good. Rebound pulled down by Megan Ballou. Megan will bring it down court, across the timeline, and now gets it to Megan McKay. McKay to Madryn, back to Ballou. Now to Katie Wells, back to McKay. McKay still with the dribble, picked up by Chloe Jones, now needs some help, and finally gets it to Sydney Starkey, who checks in the game for Rosebud. Starkey drives, pull-up jumper, will not go. Rebound pulled down by Riley Elliott. Elliott pushes it down the floor. Double team, gets it now to Haley Turney. Turney to Casey Delk, three-pointer, will not go. Rebound, Haley Turney back up, no good. Katie Wells this time with the board.
Tell you what, good rebound and everything, but just too hard off the glass.
Now Megan Blue drive, shot up, no good. Rebound to Westside. Outlet pass goes to Riley Elliott, and here come the Lady Eagles. Cross-court pass to Haley Turney, inside to Newby. Newby back to Turney, now to Elliott. Elliott back to Turney, cross-court to Jones. Jones tries to go baseline, but it's called for traveling.
Now she started to go the baseline, drug that pivot foot. So.
Well, the turnovers have been a factor for both teams, and now we'll have some full-court pressure being applied by the Lady Eagles. As Katie Wells will get it across the timeline. Baseline jumper is up. No good by Starkey. Rebound to Westside.
Yeah, full court kind of rattled a little bit.
Haley Turney will have it now to Casey Delk. Delk, 15-foot jumper. Good.
Casey Delk hit one. 11-9, Rosebud.
Again, the ball down court quickly, and it will be an easy layup, and that one is good for number 21, Sarah Madron. She picks up her first basket of the game.
Yeah, good shot by Sarah.
2:49 to play in the first half. Elliott with the basketball, takes it to the right, now back to the left. Now back out to Haley Turney at the top of the key. Turney tries to force it inside. Newby picks it up, lays it up, and in.
Newby, what a rebound that was, and just barely went off the rim and fell through.
So we're trading baskets here, and it stays a two-point game. Katie Wells down court, pulls up, shot up. It's no good, and actually was partially blocked by Newby, and the rebound loose ball is picked up by the Lady Eagles. Newby takes it on the other end, puts it up, no good. Newby gets the rebound, goes to the floor, and the ball goes out of bounds and will go back to the Lady Ramblers.
Yeah. Andy Turney had that ball and threw it out of bounds there.
We have a timeout call with 2:06 left to play in the first half. We'll take it with them back with more of the Grisbury Lake Classic in 1 minute.
KFFB is now broadcasting around the world. Wherever you are, you can hear great timeless favorites and hear the latest in local, state, and national news. Just go to KFFB.com and click the Listen link anytime, anywhere. We're there, live on the web at KFFB.com.
What's the First Service Bank advantage? It's the convenience of banking where you are, with people you know. It's the advantage of a 24-hour internet banking in our Money Master ATM service with locations in Clinton, Dermont, Greenbrier, Marshall, Mountain View, Shirley, and Yellville. Come get the First Service Bank advantage today at any of our convenient locations. First Service Bank, where money really does grow on trees. First Service Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to live coverage of the 2008 Grisbury Lake Classic. I'm Dale Gardner along with Rich Cahill, and we are back to action. It will be the Lady Ramblers to inbound it with 2:04 left to play in the first half. They have the two-point lead and the basketball. Katie Wells gets it now to McKay. Back to Wells on the right wing. Cross court to Cotton. Back to McKay. Back to Wells. They work it around the perimeter, trying to find the open shot. Back out to Cotton. Now Katie Wells loses it out of bounds, and a turnover will give it back to the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, she threw that pass over there a little bit fast. She couldn't handle it. 13-11, Rosebud.
Oh, the Lady Eagles will have a chance now to tie it or even take a lead on a three-point basket with a minute 40 left to play in the first half. Inbound to Riley Elliott. Elliott gets it back to Jones, and Chloe takes it to the right side to Delk. Back to Jones. Jones down to the left side. That's back to Elliott. Back to Jones. Jones to Delk. Inside now to Newby. Newby back out to Delk. She'll drive inside and throws it away. That pass intended for Caitlin Stewart on the baseline.
Yeah, turnovers again. I'll tell you what, turnovers will just ruin your offense.
So it will be Megan McKay with the basketball. Now with just over a minute to play in the first half. McKay takes it all the way to the right wing. Now picks up a dribble. Needs some help. And a whistle and a reach-in foul will be charged on Casey Dell. She was trying to get the jump ball or take it away, either one. But
yeah, she had a hold of the ball, and he said she reached in to get it.
So the ball will be inbounded on the far sideline. Megan McKay will have it at the top of the key. McKay picks up the dribble, gets it to Cotton. Cotton into Wells. Wells now into the corner to Madron. Back into Wells. Wells lays it up and in.
Pretty little turn move by Katie. She drove on the left side and put it in. 15-11, Rosebud.
45 seconds to play in the first half. Riley Elliott gets it now to Chloe Jones. Jones at the top of the key, directing traffic. Spreads out the offense a little bit. Tries to open the middle up, I think. The ball goes to Elliott. Elliott back out to Jones. Jones to Casey Dell. Delk back to Jones. Inside to Newby, and it's thrown away. Rosebud takes over with 20 seconds to play in the first half. Katie Wells with the basketball. Wells picks up a dribble, gets it on the right side, and another foul. She picks up her second foul real quickly, and it will be still not a shooting foul. Only four team fouls on the Lady Eagles. Only two team fouls in the first half here on the Lady Ramblers. Ball inbounded on the far sideline. Now with 10 seconds to play. Megan McKay. McKay with a dribble. Now needs some help. Gets it to Katie Wells. Wells, 18-footer, no good. Rebound, and there will not be enough time to get a shot. The final score at the end of the half will be Rosebud 15, Grisbury Westside 11. We'll be back to recap the first half in 2 minutes.